Thursday, December 15th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, the contribution of South Africa's mining and manufacturing sectors is likely to remain weak in 2012, Absa Capital argued in its latest quarterly economic outlook, in which the bank also cut its growth outlook for next year from 3.6% to just 2.8%. It also cut its growth expectation for 2011 from 3.1% previously to 3%, in line with its expectations of lower growth in the rest of the world. Lead South Africa economist Gina Skooman indicated that the two key productive sectors had been proved to be a material drag on the country's growth performance during the second and third quarters of 2011. Policy aimed at ensuring future security of food supplies must center around the world's 500 million smallholder producers, many of whom are women who farm less than 2 hectares of land, said a leading UN official yesterday. Unless they are at the center of the future strategies for food security, we will not get it right, David Nabiro, the UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Food Security and Nutrition, said. Nabiro said the food security challenge was about ensuring access as well as expanding production over the coming years. The Democratic Republic of Congo's elections, won by incumbent President Joseph Kabila, according to provisional results, were seriously flawed and lacked transparency, the U.S. ambassador to the Central African country said on Wednesday. The November 28 polls, whose outcome has already been rejected by the opposition, were seen as crucial to reinforcing stability, but have been marred by poor organization, delays, violence, and accusations of widespread fraud. The U.S. has closely followed observer missions, including the U.S.-based Carter Center, which last week said the results lacked credibility, Ambassador James Entwistle said. Also making headlines, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon defended NATO against criticism from Russia, China and other countries that accuse the alliance of overstepping its UN mandate to protect civilians in Libya. Tunisia's new president has asked for a 6-month political truce and a moratorium on strikes and protests, warning that otherwise the country would be committing collective suicide. And Egyptians returned to polling stations today in a phased election likely to give Islamists the biggest bloc in parliament that will play a key role in drafting a new constitution after decades of autocratic rule. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.